This is a sports roundup from Andrew Colomossi, Dublin newspaper sports reporter. Welcome back to Sports Report, a regular review of the sporting scene around Dublin, and we start this time with the news of a fine performance from Dublin table tennis star Megan Shackleton. Competing with the British para table tennis team at the Lignano Masters in Italy, 19-year-old Megan collected a bronze medal to make a flying start to her campaign for a place in the GB squad at next year's Paralympics in Tokyo. Megan, who competes in the women's class 4 competition, scored a 5-set victory over Serbia's Nadia Matic, a bronze medalist at the Rio Olympics 3 years ago, to reach the semi-final, where she was defeated by world number 3, Sandra Michalacci from Germany. Needless to say, Megan was delighted to start the qualifying campaign so well, and let's hope this is the start of a journey that will lead all the way to Tokyo. Now cricket. And this time we head down under, where Wolseton all-rounder Jake Hoosen concluded a memorable season by helping his club Modawarra to win the Geelong Cricket Association Division 3 title. Jake Hoosen, who scored over 700 runs in his first season with the club, hit 2 centuries in 3 weeks to guide his side into the playoff grand final against Bannockburn, and another half century helped Modawarra, based near the Victoria coastal town of Geelong, to lift the crown. No wonder Modawarra are keen to re-sign Hoosen for next season, and his form augurs well for Wolseton as they prepare to start the defence of their Lancashire League crown with a home match against Burnley on April 21st. Local rivals Tobinon travel to Lower House ahead of the Beak showdown against Wolseton at Centre Vale the following week. Meanwhile, Todd, Wolseton and Bridgeholme of the Halifax lead all emerged unscathed without flood damage after heavy rain hit the valley last month. So it's all systems go for the new season. But as the summer season beckons, the football season draws to a close, with Tobinon Borough ending a disappointing campaign in the Lancashire Amateur League with a 4-2 defeat by Radcliffe Borough Reserves. However, manager Andy Pilling is already building for the future by launching plans to revive Borough's reserve side for next season. Meanwhile, Woodhouse came tantalisingly close to clinching a place in the Halifax Sunday League Cup final, leading favourites Cock and Bottle 2-1 deep into the second half before going down to a 4-3 defeat. And finally, a tasty morsel for Tobinon Harriers' Duncan Cameron, who took part in a half marathon in Wigan, self-styled pie capital of the world. Duncan finished a creditable 31st in a field of 981 and won a Wigan pie, no less, as a prize. Did it come with mushy peas on the side? We'll leave that one to your imagination.